This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. For the first time since Russia invaded his country, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky left his nation and flew to the United States on Wednesday. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports Zelensky went directly to the White House for a meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden.
In the Oval Office, President Biden told the Ukrainian leader the United States will continue to send military aid, including air defense systems, to Ukraine to help defend itself against the Russians.
And that's why we're going to be providing Ukraine with Patriot missile batteries.
Zelensky expressed appreciation, noting the bipartisan support in the U.S. Congress for Ukraine.
Your many countries helped us and are helping now because the war is not over.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Zelensky will address a joint meeting of Congress this evening as lawmakers consider the biggest infusion of American aid yet to his country. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
By showing up in person rather than virtually, Zelensky can make his appeal directly to lawmakers. On the Senate floor,
continue our support for Ukraine. Morally right.
But GOP chief Mitch McConnell says there's a more basic reason.
A direct investment in cold, hard American interest.
Like preventing more global economic damage. House counterpart Kevin McCarthy says Republicans who will control the chamber starting next month will not write more blank checks for Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is slapping sanctions on Iran's chief prosecutor and others who support the country's security forces for their roles in an ongoing violent crackdown on anti-government protests. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council adopted its first resolution on Myanmar in 74 years on Wednesday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Resolution demands an end to violence and urges the military junta to release all political prisoners, including ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The 15-member council has long been split on how to deal with the Myanmar crisis. Both China and Russia have argued against strong action. Both countries abstained from Wednesday's vote. It's been nearly 2 years since Myanmar's army overthrew the democratically elected government and detained its political leaders. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Peruvians took to the streets of Lima on Wednesday to demand peace in the Andean country amid violent protests that have left 24 people dead and After former President Pedro Castillo was ousted. Demonstrators from different religious and social organizations marched through the downtown city streets, and they called for dialogue to stop the wave of violence. President Dina Boluarte took office on December 7th, shortly after her predecessor Castillo was ousted and arrested following his attempt to illegally dissolve Congress following an extended standoff between the two independent state powers. Since Boluarte took office, violent protests have shaken the Andean nation, leaving at least 21 dead in clashes with security forces, according to authorities, and six more in incidents involving road blockades. Doctors say Brazilian soccer great Pelé's health has worsened during his hospital stay to regulate his cancer medication. The hospital says in a statement that Pelé's cancer has advanced and that he's under, quote, elevated care related to kidney and cardiac dysfunctions. One of his daughters says the 82-year-old will remain in hospital in Sao Paulo for Christmas. He's undergoing chemotherapy in his fight against cancer since a colon tumor removed in September 2021. Sam Bankman-Fried told a Bahamian court Wednesday that he's agreed to be extradited and is expected to be sent to the U.S. later in the day to face criminal charges related to the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The former FTX CEO appeared in court and is expected to return to the United States, according to Bahamian news organization R News. Bahamian authorities arrested Bankman-Fried last week at the request of the U.S. government. Find more on these stories and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.